Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1517, air date November 3rd, 2024.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ryan Shea. I'm a proud leader in the Truth, Freedom, Health movement. Today, we are excited to bring you a citizens discussion forum featuring our incredible warrior scholars from the wonderful state of Minnesota. Welcome to all of our amazing participants, Hunter and Maria, Father Voigt, and Jeremiah. Welcome, you guys, to the show. The purpose of today's forum is to hear from real people, regular, hardworking individuals, just like you. This isn't about elites or celebrities. It's about inspiring others through our bottoms-up movement, powered by everyday working people from around the world. Welcome again to the great state of Minnesota. I'm grateful to be here, grateful to have you guys here. And we'll get started right away here in our questions. And Hunter and Maria, we'll start with you guys first. Maria, if you want to go first, can you share your journey with us, who you are and where you're from? You need to unmute. You guys need to unmute.
There we go. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Hunter's my son, and he brought me to the movement. And I really was looking for answers, you know, why the world was such a mess. And really, Dr. Shiva makes a lot of sense. So I've been watching his videos, and I've been attending pretty much every meeting every Thursday evening. So we really enjoy it. And I'm learning a lot. And you know, it's very enlightening, definitely.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I may have missed it, but where did you say you guys are from?
Oh, it's New Prague, Minnesota. It's south of
New
the Prague,
Twin Minnesota. Cities. Okay. Okay. Cool.
Yep. There it is.
Yep.
And then Maria, what do you do for a living?
I work for a health insurance company.
Okay, health insurance. Awesome. Thank you guys for being here. Hunter, what about you? Can you share your journey with us, who you are, and we know where you're from.
Yes, absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name's Hunter Day. This is my mom. So I found Dr. Shiva in 2020 in December. So I was in the Army National Guard for 7 years, and I was still in during the COVID situation. And they wanted to mandate the COVID shot in 2020. So I was very motivated to try to figure out an alternative and understand this situation more. And I found Dr. Shiva on YouTube. It was the video just came to me. I didn't search for it. So it was just in the, what do you call that?
The feed.
Yeah, just in the feed. So I found Dr. Shiva. It was a lucky find, I guess. And it was the video where Dr. Shiva talks about the immune system. And he says, ask your doctor if they know about the interferon system. So it was very interesting. I learned a lot. And I'm like, wow, I really like this guy. He has his PhD in biological engineering. And I'm like, wow, I can learn a lot from them. So that's where it began. And then come this election cycle, 2023, about mid-year, I'm thinking, like, who am I going to vote for in this next election? So that's where it kind of grew from there.
Awesome. Thank you, Hunter. Thank you, Maria. Yep. And good job, Maria, raising a wise young man. So well done. All right. Father Voigt, next up, tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, where you're from. Your father probably tells a little bit about who you are, but go ahead. I think you're need to unmute yourself, Father Voigt. There we go.
Okay. Originally, I came from California. I entered into the Salesian Fathers and Brothers to work with young people. So I worked in East LA, Richmond, California, different places like that, developing programs to hopefully make good citizens and help our country grow in a decent way. And it wasn't until later I was placed in Ipswich, Massachusetts. And at that time, we had that expression, the fake Indian will be defeated by the real Indian. And so I began following Dr. Shiva at that time, because ultimately he has a systems approach to life which goes beyond just the material and enters into really what is the attitude that is being projected in this particular time. And since attitudes are more important than facts, I started listening to him present you with the idea of a system, which ultimately goes back to St. Thomas Aquinas, who was one of the greatest minds this world has ever known. So I had that studies of from St. Thomas Aquinas, and I began to compare that with that which is presented by Dr. Shiva. That basically made me begin to say, I want to be part of this program to encourage others. So I entered into studying the Warrior Scholar program. Maybe 5 or 6 times I got there until it became memorized. That's the way I can say it. It just get memorized by something like this. And so it was from there that I was transferred, went into New York, began working in New York. And then when my mom was touched with some difficulties, I came back to Minnesota. And that's how I ended up in the Minnesota crowd, working for Dr. Shiva, in the sense of presenting his program to all these people, speaking to them and getting them to sign. And so we got the names and we got the name of Dr. Shiva onto the ballot. And yesterday I voted for Dr. Shiva.
Awesome, Father Voigt. Thank you. That's an amazing accomplishment. I'm sure you guys will share in a few of the further questions about what you guys did to accomplish that and get Dr. Shiva on the ballot. Next up, Jeremiah, can you share your journey with us, who you are and where you're from?
Hi, Ryan. Yep. My name is Jeremiah.
Hi.
And I am from Jordan, Minnesota. And that's pretty close to New Prague, where Hunter and Maria are. And actually, at this moment, I'm in a friend's garage, and I'm actually technically in New Prague. But yep, I'm from Jordan. So how I found Dr. Shiva, my father was sort of a radical thinker. And I recall in 2020, he mentioned him. He mentioned Dr. Shiva, and I bought a book about the future of email and contributed to his Senate campaign at that time. And and then COVID was sort of going on then, and my dad was kind of keeping me in the loop on different things to know, and but I kind of didn't find Dr. Shiva again until the election integrity stuff came up. And that's sort of when I re-engaged with Dr. Shiva and saw how deeply he looks into things. And the work that he did for did in Arizona. And so that was that. And I'll just say I wish I had known more about Dr. Shiva's experience and his information about the immune system. My father, unfortunately, got sick and went into the hospital during COVID time and later passed away. So it was a very tough time. And, people, my family, I think, especially like many others, suffered through that time, seeing what was so horribly wrong in the healthcare system. So, yeah. That's what brought me here, I guess.
Awesome. Thanks, Jeremiah. And that immune system video of Dr. Shiva has been mentioned many times, and I believe that video is in one of the 20 videos of Get Off the Plantation. There's a couple of the main videos, shatterthesworm.com, and then once you go there to shatterthesworm.com, you can sign up for the free Get Off the Plantation course, and that immune system video is in that 20, and it really explains a lot, and has been really, really helpful for me. I might consider it maybe after shatterthesworm.com, the second most important video of Dr. Shiva. So next up, Maria and Hunter. Let's see here. How did you guys first get involved with the Truth Freedom Health movement, and what motivated you to join and to be a part of this movement?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, like what I was saying earlier, I found Dr. Shiva to be a very intelligent man. He was talking about the 2020 COVID situation in a way that no one else was. And so in 2023, before the beginning of the election cycle, I was watching his videos, and essentially, he was the voice of reason when compared to everyone else. Dr. Shiva was the one. And he really opened up my eyes about a lot. So, and I'm still learning, but I got connected. I finally went to a Thursday town hall. And then I met some of the people there. I also went to the volunteer meeting, and I met Jason Long. And that kind of got my foot in the door. And then I figured out the leader of Minnesota is one town away, Jeremiah. So I'm like, okay, I got to meet this guy. I want to get involved. I got to meet him. I got to see what's going on. Let's do this. So, yeah. What about you, Mom?
So awesome. I saw Hunter doing all this, and I thought, what are you up to? I want to be part of this. So I started to watch, I started to attend the Thursday meetings, and it really made a ton of sense. And then my husband started to attend the meetings as well. And then we realized we could collect signatures. And so we did that. And then we did the scanning of all the signatures that we got, and I brought everything down to St. Paul. And so I feel, it's just wonderful to be a part of this. So yeah, Hunter kind of introduced me, and I just started to go to the meetings, and I'm in it for the long haul, definitely. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, thank you. It's a family affair with you guys. Well done.
Actually, yep. I was going to say, I didn't want to forget to say this. Three of us in our family of six are electors. So half of our family are electors.
Yep, so. That's right. We're a Shiva family.
Yep, definitely.
Cool. Well, we're glad to have you on board. That's for sure. All right, Father Voigt, next question. How did you get involved with Truth, Freedom, and Health? And what motivated you to join and to be a part of this movement?
Well, I kind of have a sense that I was always part of the movement in this sense that it resonates with common sense. And that's what basically kept me coming back to listening to the different programs and studying the effects of different supplements and so forth, or actually food that should be eaten in order to develop the immune system. And so those things, by means of those things, Dr. Shiva kept bringing us on until he finally decided to run for president in order that we might really break in and get the message out to as many people as possible. Not everybody, when you go out for signatures, is going to be nice to you. Some are very, very good. I even had somebody give me a luncheon. But the fact is that they were interested, and they began talking. So one little thought may make many think. And hopefully that's what happened from that experience of getting signatures and then going around and talking to people when you give out these cards. You know, that they have no idea that there is somebody out there who has intelligence, who is not afraid to go out and confront. He's not afraid to say his mind, you know, maybe sometimes a little bluntly, but he doesn't care. You know, he's a leadership type personality. And because he is that way, people are ready to come and stand beside him and to do whatever it takes in order to move those good thoughts on. Because he is the only one presenting us with a moral pattern. We don't have anybody else. Everybody else wants to kill babies, traffic children, fraudulent elections, throw our money to Ukraine, throw our money to Israel, let Zionism rule the country. It just goes on and on. Who's going to stop it? The only one that's speaking out, Dr. Shiva. So I'm putting my money behind a person who has morality and leads by his good example. Because here I was working. I never expected him to call me. And all of a sudden I get a phone call. I go, I know that voice. I listened to it so much. I said, Dr. Shiva. And we had a conversation. And no president candidate goes around speaking to little lowlifes like me. So I was very impressed that he would be so good as to call me and speak and ask opinions. So that's how it developed, and that's how I carried on with the whole program, even doing what we're doing tonight, you know, as part of the program, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's so such an awesome testimony of your sharing, and I can't help to think about what you mentioned about morality, and it's what attracted me to Dr. Shiva as well, is this systems engineering approach that mm-hmm. he implements, that people can go to the Warrior Scholar program, and that's just up on the screen there. You can go to truthfreedomhealth.com. And to me, what that is, it's like Christ's systems engineering approach, like a way for us to think about this and in a spiritual, moral way. And I've seen the same thing where Dr. Shiva lives this every area of his life. And, the serpent is very tricky, very, very tricky, very deceptive. And so thank you for your testimony, Father Voigt, and I appreciate that. So Jeremiah, next up with you, how did you get involved with the Truth Freedom Health Movement, and what motivated you to join, and why are you a part of this?
Yeah, I believe it was Crystal that at some point reached out to me. I signed up to be a Warrior Scholar and to learn the Foundations of Systems course, and have taken that a time or two. And I've also helped teach the Foundations of Systems course 3 times, I believe, this year. And I just think it's so cool that it's more than just watching videos. It's getting involved. It's learning something and then teaching it. You know, learn, teach, and serve is the Truth, Freedom, Health motto or mantra. And I just think spreading that knowledge is so important. I've coached kids. I have children, and I'm, you know, trying to raise them well and be their dad and coach, you know. So that's all important to me, and I want my children to understand systems and not just be a cog in somebody else's system. So, as I shared sort of in my intro, my father was very important to me, and he was a systems thinker as well. He was very outside the box, very, he was sort of an outcast, but he was a leader, though nobody was really following then. But I'd say looking back at what he said, it was, he was a leader, and his thoughts and things he shared with me when I was 7 or 8 years old are still very much in my mind, and I've seen you know, in the last 4 or 5 years, definitely a lot of the things he talked about come true. I feel like that motivated me to get more involved. I'll say Dr. Shiva, the way he speaks, he's not embarrassed to say something controversial, like my father would. So that's very inspiring to me. And, you know, that's somebody you want to stand behind, is somebody who is not afraid to go against the grain, and stand out at the right time. That's kind of what's going on for me. That's how I got involved and why. That's what motivated me. So.
Awesome. Thank you, Jeremiah. Thank you for that. And it's awesome to hear about your dad. Thank you for sharing that wonderful story about your father. So next up, Hunter and Maria, tell us what current role are you playing in the Bottoms Up movement? And can you tell us about your accomplishments and how you're making a difference?
Yeah, absolutely, Ryan. So currently we are handing out cards, flyers, talking to people. We're having a lot of fun doing that. You know, it's crunch time. Yep, right there. That's the ones that we were handing out just today, actually.
Yep.
I think we handed out 700-800 just today. Mm-hmm. But crunch time right before the election. Yep. Just keep going. So that's what we're doing. And any new people that come because of the flyers that we're handing out, we will reach out. We will contact them. We will bring them in. Mm-hmm. So, yep. And give them a voice and give them the tools to act, because people want to act, but we don't know how to. So that's what this is about. It's learning.
We both choose different areas of the city. He'll choose maybe the west end of the cities, and I'll choose the east end or the north end, and we'll go to different areas and we'll cover all our bases. So a lot of people know Shiva in Minnesota, I think.
Yeah. Yep, that's right. And part of that question was what we did already, right, for the movement. So we collected countless signatures. A lot of signatures. So I'd say I'm not a super outgoing guy. I don't necessarily like talking to people in crowds, but I went out there, I went on the ground, I just started doing it. And boy, was that fun. Yeah. Once you get used to it, that was a lot of fun, just talking to hundreds, thousands of people per day.
Right.
So it was a good time, a really good learning experience. And then my mom, she submitted everything. She did a really good job. She went up to St. Paul and submitted everything for us here in Minnesota. Awesome. And we got Dr. Shiva on
the ballot. It was a very proud moment, let me tell you. And I got a picture in front of the Capitol. It was wonderful.
Awesome. Yeah, how many signatures did you guys need to get in Minnesota?
We needed 3,200. So we needed 2,000 verified. Right. So our goal was 3,200.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So you guys did all that, got all those signatures, then took all the paperwork, which is a lot of paperwork, and probably included your electors. And how many electors did you guys need in Minnesota?
We needed 20.
Yeah.
Cool.
20.
No small feat. So it's a lot of work, a lot of paperwork. Thank you for doing that. It's really, really awesome.
We can thank Jeremiah and Crystal for getting the electors. They were on it.
Cool. Awesome, guys. Thank you for your service and all your hard work, Hunter and Maria. Next up, Father Voigt. What role are you currently playing in the Truth, Freedom, Health Bottoms Up movement? And can you tell us about your accomplishments and how you're making a difference?
Well, as Hunter already expressed it, we had so many people that we talked to and gave information to, and we battled through police who said that we couldn't stand in this particular area of a particular shopping mall, and we had to stand our ground there, and we had to learn how to just, you know, say, here's the truth. And the truth says that when there's an election, we have the right to solicit individuals and their help because it's now open territory. I mean, the police didn't know anything. I contacted the police and let them know that this was the situation, you know, and everybody tried to basically say, oh, no, you can't do that. You're trespassing. So we went through all of that, getting those signatures. And then after that, we got with Hunter, and he gave me a couple thousand of my little cards, and we went out and started putting a half hour each day into just putting them on our cars and getting opportunities even to speak to co-eds and young men in the colleges around here. Because I figured if I go to the colleges, they are more open to investigating than perhaps the older people. But I got all of the YMCA people, and so I pretty much covered all of St. Cloud. That was one thing. But what was really important was to stand up and just say, there is only one opportunity for you people to grow and for us to put our country back in shape. And that is to get a leader who is not going to be afraid to make people feel a little bit upset, and yet he can take it. You know, there's nobody in our country like Dr. Shiva. He speaks out and he tells us the truth. For instance, the very simple truth that he has presented to us, that ultimately you look at what people do in order to understand why they're saying what they're saying. They may speak a good game, but then do they get out there and do the work? Mm-hmm. And I think he did that in regards to the groups that you're going to. Minnesota is one of those groups where ultimately we said, we've got to do something. Hunter says, we've got to do something. So I go to Hunter and say, let's go. And we work together and have fun. But the fact is, we're doing it in order that we might change the mentality. Look at this. The things that have gone on have basically shoved God and the sacred out of the picture. So where am I going to go? Our Lord said, go out to the highways and byways. So I started going out to the highways and byways, yes. You know, and I talk to Dr. Shiva, but I'm also there and they see me as a priest. And so somebody's saying, you know, we got to do something. I shouldn't be the one that's doing it, but you got to have somebody get out there and do it. So that's my story and I'm sticking by it.
Awesome. You know, you reminded me, of one of my favorite lines in the Bible that comes out of the book of James, which I'm sure you're familiar with, that faith without works is dead. And I know that it mentions in other places, but I really love how in the book of James it explains that process. And to me, that is the Shiva movement, is what is explained in the book of James in the New Testament. And so thanks for, I love the spiritual part of it. I love you bringing that up. It's near and dear to my heart. So thank you so much, Father Voigt.
Yeah.
And then, Jeremiah, what role do you currently play in the Bottoms Up movement? And can you tell us about your accomplishments and how you're making a difference?
Yeah. So my role in the movement earlier on was, I guess, recruiting or motivating some people to become electors. Earlier on this year, that took a lot of phone calls. So I did put in a ton of phone calls to people in Minnesota to round up those 20 people. So that was a good experience for me. Before that, last year in August, I went to the state fair here. I just rode up on the bus, went to the bus station area and handed out flyers. That was kind of my first getting out and talking to people. So handing out those flyers, and then since then, I also made a little sign that I put in my truck. So when I park at my work, I have it facing the entrance where people drive in, and they all see that. So I guess I'm putting my billboard out there where I can. I helped collect signatures as well. And, so I talk to people about Dr. Shiva and, work with Hunter. So, happy about it. and looking forward to growing the movement and yeah, spreading the word of system science and moving forward in Minnesota.
Awesome. Thank you, Jeremiah. Thank you, Father Boyd, Hunter, and Maria, and all the 20 electors. And I'd be remiss, and I'm sure you guys totally in support of mentioning Crystal and how big of a help she has been, Dr. Shiva's vice president, who I don't know, Trey can maybe do this, but there is some different links where we can see where Dr. Shiva is on the ballot in the state of Minnesota. And man, what an accomplishment, how huge that is. That is one of the things that I think about with Dr. Shiva is how he explains we've got to redefine winning. And what does winning mean? And for us to be here tonight on this call is a win. For you guys to go out and get every one of those 3,200 plus signatures is a win. For you to show up and take any type of participation involvement at all is winning. And so I appreciate all your guys' help. I know Dr. Shiva appreciates it. I know everyone else in the world appreciates it as well. And that brings me to a couple of points that we'll close on. I was thinking about this is that, as I'm mentioning, all around the world is the cards that can be received at vashiva.com/cards. You can get those in any language. Yep, that was just up on the screen there. And one of the other things that's on the back of this card is shattertheswarm.com. Sorry about that, Trey. I'm moving around here. But there's a QR code on the back of this card, and it's a 15-minute video, how the few control the many. And basically, when I'm handing out these cards, and we have, what, 3 or 4 more days here until the election, November 5th, but I tell them, I say, hey, there's a 15-minute QR code video here on how the few control the many. And when people have this kind of like, they're killing you, and then they hear that, people are like, huh, that's interesting, and they'll take the card. So go to shatterthewarm.com. Sign up for the free Get Off the Plantation course. This is 20 videos to raise your consciousness, to help break free of this system, to get off the freaking plantation, to stop being in this slave world. So when you go to shatterthewarm.com, one of the free links to click on is to Get Off the Plantation course. Become and take the Warrior Scholar Program. You heard Jeremiah mention it. I think several other people mentioned it as well. And one of the things I heard Jeremiah say that I love is learn, teach, serve. I believe that's what Father Voigt does, is he learns and he's learned, and we're learning, and then we teach this, and then we serve. It's so important to serve. So, yep, and this is how you become a system scientist, and it equips us to lead. It's how Jeremiah, Hunter, Maria, Father Voigt, myself are all here, is that we've taken this course and we are now leading ourselves, saving ourselves, and hopefully saving other people at the same time. The other important thing, which was also mentioned, was join our town halls. It's every Thursday. We host a town hall and orientation at 11 a.m. Eastern and 8 p.m. Eastern every Thursday. This is your chance to meet other great leaders, to meet Dr. Shiva. If you're new in coming to that call, you get to introduce yourself. Basically, answer the question that we answered at the beginning. Who are you? Where are you from? How'd you hear about Dr. Shiva? How'd you hear about Shiva for president? And you get to talk a little bit about yourself. And then there's always time for questions at the end of those as well. So if you have any questions for Dr. Shiva, it's the time to do it. You want to meet him, it's the time to do it. And then, as I mentioned at the very beginning, get your country's card. Go to vashiva.com/cards. This is where you can find every single card in your language. If you're in Germany, if you're in France, if you're in Russia, if you're in Kenya, India, if we don't have your language, there's hundreds of these on here. Spanish is definitely one of those. And as it's going through there, I have no clue what any of those are saying, but those are all in different languages. So look, we've got what you need, and we're trying to just be leaders and provide as much as you can. So guys, thank you so much for being here this evening. Together, we'll continue to build this movement from the bottoms up. It's super, super important, this bottoms up understanding and bottoms up movement. We're not celebrities. We're not elites. We're all everyday working class people just getting out there, doing the deal and doing what we can to get it done and take that action. And I'll just close with this, a reminder, faith without works is dead. Take the action, get involved, get involved, get involved. Thank you for all of our Minnesota leaders. Thank you again for your support. It was great being here tonight. Everyone have a good night.
Who would have ever thought I'd be running for president of the United States of America? I was born a low-caste untouchable in India's caste system, a system of aristocracy, oppression, and racism. My name is Dr. Shiva Ayyadure. I'm an MIT PhD, a Fulbright scholar, a scientist, engineer, entrepreneur, and inventor. My family and I left India to come to America on my 7th birthday. I grew up in the working-class neighborhoods of New Jersey, playing baseball, mowing lawns, painting houses, and coding software. My friends and neighbors are blacks, Italians, Irish, people of all races. As a 14-year-old, I wrote 50,000 lines of software code to create the world's first email system and was awarded the first U.S. copyright for email, recognizing me as its official inventor at a time when copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I did that long before I ever came to MIT, revealing that big innovations can occur anytime, any place, by anybody. Growing up, I saw politicians dividing us by race and religion in both America and India to have us fighting each other while they remained safe in their gated communities and in their playgrounds of Hollywood, Martha's Vineyard, and Silicon Valley. I'm a fighter. I fought racism and exposed their imperialist wars, fought for workers and put my life on the line against global corruption. I never wanted to run for political office. All that changed when I saw working Americans as never before being duped by the establishment and the not-so-obvious establishment. Across left and right, we were being sold out and made to forget why we came to America and why America existed. Lawyers, academics, billionaires, celebrities and politicians, elites, Clintons, Kennedys, Bidens, Obamas, Bushes, black and white have hijacked America. They printed trillions for their friends. They delivered crumbling infrastructure, corruption and racism. They've transferred trillions to themselves, dividing black and white, fear-mongering and fake science. Lockdowns and censorship, dirty air, food and water, pushing drugs upon us, making us sicker. We've been sold out. One set of rules for them and another for us. We deserve a warrior with a history of courage in putting everything on the line for you, who believes in you, not them, who has created a movement bottoms up for truth, freedom, health. I've exposed their lies at the right time, never waiting until it was popular. I've exposed their false gods who exist to lead you back to them. I've exposed their fake science of lockdowns and masking and provided you solutions to fight them and win and protect your immune system, saving millions. I exposed Fauci, galvanized the Fire Fauci campaign when others remained silent. When they stole our election, we sued the government and Twitter in our historic 2020 federal lawsuit, exposing in bare view the government and big tech censorship infrastructure, the unholy alliance between government and social media companies. Where was Elon and his grifters? They stood by the sidelines and did nothing. They did not use their megaphones to help us when it could have made a big difference. Now our movement grows for truth, freedom, health, independent of all of them. Every day, millions are learning the science of systems, the knowledge the elites do not want you to have, so you may learn how to think, stand up, and fight, independent of the establishment of left and right and their fake heroes. Now it's time for you to join the movement to win back America, to win back truth, win back freedom, win back your health. That's why I'm running for president of the United States. This race is about you. This race is about truth, freedom, health versus power, profit, control. We've had enough. They think we'll fall in line and vote again for their lawyers, celebrities, billionaires, and chosen ones from above. We choose our heroes from below, from the rank and file, who do what is right at the right time, not when it's convenient and popular. They can never represent us. What America needs is a movement by the working people, for the working people, who are educated, organized, decentralized, and fight for independence from their systems of control. And that movement exists. It's ready for you. We don't need them. We need us to go bottoms up, neighbor to neighbor. My journey, your journey, are all the same. It's our time. It's time we had one of us. It's time to win back truth, freedom, health, to win back America. Be part of this historic movement all the way to our victory on November 5th, 2024. If you're an American citizen, Pledge your vote now for Dr. Shiva Iyadure, the independent candidate for U.S. president. No matter where you live, you can be a part of this. Volunteer as little as 20 minutes a day. Don't delay. This is Dr. Shiva Iyadure, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Shiva for president.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up. Working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you. The Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own, quote unquote, people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum. People can go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics. And I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhealth.com. So people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth Freedom Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there.
but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com.